Researchers have taken another step toward reversing deafness using gene therapy. Their latest success involves mice with an inherited form of deafness, and as NPR's John Hamilton reports, a trial of gene therapy for people with hearing loss is already underway.
Each year, thousands of babies in the U.S. are born with hearing loss caused by genetic defects. Jeffrey Holt, a researcher at Harvard and Boston Children's Hospital, foresees a day when their hearing could be restored.
A baby who was born deaf could have their genome sequenced. If we identify the specific gene that's causing the deafness, then you could tailor a precision treatment.
So Holt and his team have been studying genes that affect hearing, and they focused on a gene called TMC1. Holt says normally this gene allows cells in the inner ear to convert sounds into electrical signals that are sent to the brain. But when the gene is mutated, he says, this doesn't happen.
Once we realized that we had this deafness gene, we began thinking about how we might be able to restore function in these patients with genetic hearing loss.
The idea was to use gene therapy to replace mutated TMC1 genes with genes that function correctly. Holt says the team tried this in mice, and it worked.
A normal wild-type mouse, if you play a loud sound, will jump. A deaf mouse doesn't do that at all. But after using our gene therapy approach, the deaf mice began to jump.
Holt says the treatment, reported in the journal Science Translational Medicine, didn't fully restore hearing in the mice and still needs some tweaks.
I want to be cautiously optimistic. I don't want to give deaf patients false hope, but I am optimistic that in the not-too-distant future, some of this really could make a difference in people's lives.
Many other scientists share Holt's cautious optimism.
Well, I'd say we are very close.
Tobias Moser is a professor of auditory neuroscience at the University of Göttingen in Germany. Moser says the big question is not whether gene therapy for inherited deafness will work, but whether there will be enough money to pay for it. He says lots of genetic mutations can affect hearing, and each one may need a different treatment.
If you think how much it will cost to really go through all the clinical trials until you actually have FDA approval, this will, I fear, limit the chances to really put this into practice.
Heinrich Stacker at the University of Kansas Medical Center agrees that precision medicine is expensive, but he says society places a very high value on hearing.
People consider it a very effective use of funds to put two cochlear implants in a child, so you're looking at an intervention to make a child hear again. At $120,000 or so.
Stacker is part of the first study using gene therapy on people with hearing loss. He says the study, funded by the drug company Novartis, involves people who have damage to hair cells, the receptors in the inner ear that detect sound. These cells can be harmed by certain medications and exposure to very loud sounds.
Our genetic switch, which is a gene called ATO1, is designed to generate new hair cells.
The genetic switch worked in animals. Stacker says it's too soon to say whether it will also work in people. But he says the good news so far is that the treatment hasn't caused any health problems, a real concern with treatments that alter a person's genes.
We have not had any safety issues with the trial, so I think the whole idea of using gene therapy for hearing loss is probably something that we will be able to do.
Stacker says the study will take at least another year to complete. John Hamilton, NPR News.